I guess a key step in the process of identifying these genes directing root growth was development of methodology which we could actually use to efficiently measure the roots, because the roots are underground. They're extremely difficult to measure. And so we developed this system called the ClearPot method, which is essentially, like, it's not rocket science, it's super basic. It's a transparent garden pot, so which enables us to visualize the roots as they grow. So this was a really key step in identifying the key genes directing root growth.
And then actually deciding, or I suppose deciphering rather, which crops and which varieties within a genotype actually had this deep rooting ability. How did you sort of decipher that?
Handling any of these traits that are quite complex and challenging in terms of the genetic controls, we actually combined very vast data sets across numerous populations of wheat and barley, and we actually found that some of these genes are actually in common across the species, wheat and barley. And so we were able to make this discovery by working across the both crop species and connecting these vast data sets.
Why is it important to now know what those genes are? I mean, why is it important to have that deep rooting ability?
Well, one thing is clear. Until now, plant breeding has really only optimized the above ground components of the plant, while underground, the plant's hidden half, if you like, have vastly been ignored. So, you know, there's potentially big gains to be made if we can work out how the roots develop, and if we can harness these and improve varieties, where potentially we can create varieties with designer root systems tailored to different soil types and environmental conditions.
So what sort of gains are you talking about?
We've done some field trials in the east coast of Australia, so southern Queensland, northern New South Wales, where we've actually identified this gene responsible for the deep root growth has led to yield advantages of up to 10% in some environments. So we're talking about modifying the distribution of roots only in a minor way, but these minor changes translate to big effects in terms of grain yield at the end of the day. So in an environment with, we're sort of talking 5 tonnes per hectare, you know, we're talking up to a half a tonne per hectare of extra grain if we can get the roots right.
You mentioned some of the field trials that have happened on the East Coast. You're now conducting, in conjunction with the Department of Agriculture and Food, a scoping study here in WA. Can you tell us a bit about that?
That's exactly right. It's a bit of a scoping study in collaboration with DAFWA, the guys on the ground there. And we've set up three different sites where we're testing barley varieties that differ for this deep rooting gene to sort of test whether this trait and this gene is of any value in Western Australia, where we know the soil types are very different to the soils that we have in the east coast of Australia. So the soils in the east coast are very deep, hold a lot of soil moisture, whereas the soils in the west coast are often shallower, can be very hostile at times in terms of the toxicities. And so we really want to, gauge whether it's of value. But what we suspect is that in order to see the true benefit of this deep rooting characteristic, we might have to couple this trait with tolerance to, say, aluminium toxicity or boron toxicity, which is a real problem over there.
So are you talking about using this trait and splicing it into current varieties, or building a new variety around this trait?
That's right. It would be about combining this deep rooting characteristic with the tolerance mechanisms which enable the barley variety to perform in hostile soils or shallow soils in Western Australia. I guess the challenging thing about plant breeding is that it takes a long time, but with some of the new plant breeding technologies, this is really speeding up now, and we can develop varieties a lot faster.
So what sort of time frame would growers be looking at, Lee, before they could get their hands on a variety that has this deep rooting ability?
Well, if we started today, crossbreeding, we're talking 6 to 8 years, but we really need to get a better handle of the value of these traits and whether or not it's worthwhile investing in this breeding effort before we get too carried away. So I guess we'll wait and see what the results are from this year's field trials and then we can proceed with perhaps some exciting breeding objectives.
Now, you're heading over to WA and you'll be in the state for the next week, having a look at a few field trials around, but also visiting some of those plots that you mentioned that are hosting some of these scoping studies in Merritt and Wongan Hills, and also at Muresk. And they're being conducted in these clear pots that you've helped to develop. What sort of response are you getting from both growers and researchers in WA to this new technique?
That's right. It's going to be pretty exciting just to check out the production system in Western Australia, and attending the Meriden Field Day will be great, just to talk to local farmers and agronomists and get their opinion about how some of these traits could be of value. In particular, things like row spacing, for instance, can affect the water bank underground. And so with this sort of root architectural trait, you adjust row spacing and, you know, the benefit can completely flip around. So walking around the paddock and getting a feel for different management practices over there will be really valuable moving forward with this research. On the day there, at the field day, we're going to have some clear pots so everybody can have a look at the roots growing in different angles. We have some of the barley varieties that differ for the root growth genes. So, it would be hopefully a lot of people there to check all this out.